Exclusive: Caroline Levitt aims to be conservative voice for Gen Z. Left has brainwashed my generation. By Ashley Oliver on November 6, 2022. New Hampshire Republican Caroline Levitt is vying to become the youngest woman in history to be elected to Congress and spoke during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday about how her age was a driving factor in her decision to run for office. Levitt, who turned 25 in August, said she saw a need for conservative voices from her generation to break through the noise and reach the youngest block of voters, who she said are being brainwashed by the left every single day. "That's one of the reasons I felt compelled to run in the first place, is reaching out to my generation of voters. Gen Z, millennial Americans being brainwashed by the left every single day through the media, Hollywood, big tech, you name it," Levitt said. "We desperately need young, energetic, conservative voices on our side of the aisle to break through the noise and change the direction of the country. Listen." Levitt added, "This generation is the most influential voting bloc in America today. So we have a lot of work to do if we want to win elections and save our country. And that's exactly what I'm doing here in New Hampshire, and we are going to win on Tuesday." Levitt, a former assistant press secretary in the Trump White House, is running in a competitive congressional battle against incumbent Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, in New Hampshire's 1st District. While Pappas has held a slim single-digit lead in the race for several weeks, the most recent public poll, taken by St. Anselm College, found Levitt up 6 points over her Democrat opponent. Levitt pointed to Pappas's voting record as his greatest weakness, calling it atrocious. "Pappas," she said, "has created and enabled the various crises facing the country, including four-decade-high inflation, which polls indicate is overwhelmingly Americans' top concern. He walks, talks, acts like he's a moderate Democrat and presents himself as a bipartisan problem solver. That's been his slogan, and I hit him in our debate the other night. You are not a problem solver. You're a problem creator, and you're one of the most partisan members of the U.S. Congress," Levitt said. Pappas is running in a district that former President Donald Trump narrowly won in 2016 and narrowly lost in 2020. But the swing district Democrat has indeed not deviated once from the Democrat Party this Congress. Pappas has voted in line with President Joe Biden's agenda 100% of the time, according to a 538 analysis. "When Chris Pappas has been tasked with voting for families like my own, less government, lower taxes, he's chosen House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, more government, higher taxes every single vote over the past 2 years," Levitt said. "He voted to strip qualified immunity away from our law enforcement after promising them that he wouldn't. They're all backing me in this race now because he's just pretty much broken every single promise he has ever made. Voters are fed up with it." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.